This week, Coach Weimers found out he is going to receive a great award down at the Coaches Association. A big event this summer, the Doyle Denny Award. I'm trying to think of the whole term. Doyle, it's
Heart of a Coach Award.
Heart of a Coach Doyle Award,
yeah.
So Coach Weimers is going to receive that. No question. Of course, you and I knew Coach Denny for many, many years. Yeah. He coached both of us back when he came to McCook after some great years in Grand. And I'm sure when you heard about this, it's like, wow, pretty cool.
I remember being at Lexington Invite with our varsity girls, and Darren Boyson sent me an email. And I called him right away, and I said, man, you have no idea how much this means to me. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't really have a bucket list in a way, kind of as a coaching career. This is definitely one of them to take off that list. Coach Denny meant so much, you know, to both of us. I always wondered, you know, I'll elaborate just a little bit. It's like, you know, freshman year, longest winning streak in the state of Nebraska. Coach Denny comes in from Grant, where he's had all that success, and it's like, why would you want to come to McCook? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great community, but our program was, it was dismal.
Yeah.
It was not good. Bad culture. But anyway, he came in and made a huge impact on everybody. I remember, you know, he kind of reminds you of the old school Hoosiers movie where, you know, your haircut above the collar and, you know, the facial hair, and you wanted to look nice, you need to go to church. And, I mean, we lost some players for doing that stuff. And so, anyway, so we get the losing streak broke as a sophomore. And then I remember junior year, he came up to me. He goes, Matt, he goes, I want to start an FCA huddle here in McCook. And at that time, I knew what FCA was. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay. So, well, what do you want to do? And he goes, well, we need a place to host it, first of all. Then we need some people to run it. And I, of course, mom and dad, you know, they're going to graciously open up their home like they always do all the time. So they opened up their home to the FCA. And I think we started out that year with like about 10, 12 boys and girls. I know Karen Davidson, you know, Pastor Davidson at Methodist Church, and was in with the girl side, and I was with the boy side, and, you know, it kind of flourished from there. And so it's just full circle. I mean, you know, going on a long road trip with Coach Denny, you know, to Indiana basketball camp, and you know, just doing some things there with an FCA group. And it's just, FCA is a really big, important organization to myself. And then, of course, the Coach Association, you know, being part of that for as long as I have been and doing different levels of, you know, activity. It's just, it means a lot. It's a really, really nice award. You know, you get National Coach of the Year finalists and, you know, Coach of the Year for Nebraska and stuff. That's all great. But, I mean, this award is meaningful. It means a lot. And just really, really happy to be the recipient of it. You know, plus, you know, you got somebody we know really well, dear in our hearts, with Joel Heiser, you know, as a past recipient. So some great coaches to join that list. You know, Diana Ruzzi from Grand Line Northwest is on there, and my good friend Tony Fowler from Adams Central. So, yeah, it's a really meaningful award, and very blessed and very honored to be part of that list. And, boy, I tell you, it really, really made me made my day. It was really nice.
No question about it. Yeah. That'd be pretty fun coming up at the Haymarket. Coming
absolutely.
Up.
Yep.
You are coaching some tennis. I know you're getting ready for one final meet before your state tournament. And, boy, you faced some really good teams at Kearney Catholic the other day.
Yeah, and, you know, I tell you what, I just looking at things, you know, I listened to Coach Petrosky, you know, congratulated him earlier this week when they won conference, and he said just a gritty performance. Well, we were the same way, you know, not having a full team with Cassidy going down and then having to have Emma step in and play, you know, one doubles and, you know, bless Elizabeth's heart, you know, having her little sister, freshman, playing with her alongside in a tough tournament. She did a great job, you know, navigating Emma through some shots and, you know, just working with her. Never playing together before at that level, that was impressive. I was really, really pleased with how they worked. They ended up finishing second. That was even more astonished that we were finished second, you know, with the teams that were there. GICC is solid. I mean, I'm thinking, between GICC, McCook, and Kearney Catholic, you've got three of the probably top six teams in that tournament. So those are the teams that are going to be pushing for some nice accolades at the state tournament here in another couple weeks. And so, yeah, it was a great day. You know, Abby Schneider, God, you can't say much about Abby Schneider. I mean, that girl, wow, man, she made a decision to go to commit to Columbia. A couple weeks ago, she made the trip out to New York to visit the campus. So that was a big thing for her. Then making the decision to go to Columbia was another big thing. It's hard on their family. You know, you lose a daughter to go to New York City. That's a little hard. And so, and then she, you know, of course, gets that top 10 academic award in the state of Nebraska, which is the first, I think, in McCook's history that anybody's ever gotten that award. So that was, that, I mean, that girl's been through a lot. And I ask her all the time, how in the heck do you get locked in and continue to do those kinds of things? But she had a great day going 4-1, you know, battled a little bit of some injuries, you know, but was able to get through things and got things taken care of. And pushed through and went 4-1 and got us some good points and had a nice day and really had a really solid performance against St. Cecilia in the crossover match. But no, she did a good job. She's 29-6 and looking really solid with one more match to play against Adams Central on Thursday. And boy, it's good to get graduation done. You know, a lot of, you can see just when she got done against GICC, you could just see her face just like, oh, I'm done. So it's good for those seniors to get through this weekend. I was really concerned going into the meet on Thursday, but no, Abby did awesome. Abby Thompson had a really good day as well. You know, she beat Chloe Gager, a really good player from Ogallala, which was actually down to her until three. I think we were down 3-2, and then she went a big run and won 8-3 and finished strong. Had a really easy match against Alliance and Gehring. And then had a big lead on Kearney Catholic. That's the one that really kind of killed me a little bit, as she had a 5-2 lead on Kearney Catholic in a crossover. And I ended up getting beat 8-5. So I don't know what happened. You know, we'll have some talks on stuff. And Coach Thompson, Steve Thompson, was giving me some good feeds, and he had a good talk with her too. So we'll get things figured out with Abby. But he had a great day. And then she turned around, had a really big win against GICC. Won that one in a tiebreaker. That's only the girl's second loss. So she may have lost to Kearney Catholic, but she got a huge, huge win against GICC. That's going to help her a ton. And she was kind of disappointed getting second. And I said, hey, you know what? GICC probably won the war or the battle, but we won the war because you beat her now on the seating committees, and look at that win, and that's going to be big for you. So anyway, going 4-1, that was awesome. She had a great day. She's got our best record of the team. She's 34-5, so she's looking pretty solid. We're going to one doubles where Elizabeth and Emma talked about them a little bit, playing together for the first time as sisters. Got ambushed by GICC right out of the bat. So, I mean, first match of the day, and it's like, really? Could you at least give us an opportunity to play somebody that's a little more competitive so we can maybe get some things figured out? But they got thrown right into the fire, and boom. I remember Lindsay McConville said, Coach, it's pretty rough over here. So I was like, hey, you're playing probably the one of the top teams in the state and one double, so it's okay. Then they came back and bounced back for an 8-1 win, an 8-0 win against Beatrice, and then lost two tough ones in the crossovers. They had a three match points against Adams Central and got beat in a tiebreaker, and that was a tough one. And then they had to bounce back right away. Gehring sat for an hour, and we had to go right back on and play, and you could tell they were tired. It was hot because it, you know, we'd come off some cold days, and now it's a hot day, and got beat 8-6. But I'm sure Elizabeth's, you know, she said, Coach, I really miss having Cassie here. So it was hard for her, you know, but she really did a good job taking them under her wing. And I asked her, I said, who do you want to play with? You know, you got Kennedy, you've got Emma, you've got Maddie. And she goes, I want to play with my sister. So, okay, let's go. So she did a good job. They played well. So right now, those matches that they played on Thursday will not count towards the record because it's a different partner. So Elizabeth and Cassidy are right now 31-6, and they have one match left to play against Adams Central, which I think will be a good one since we lost to them in a tiebreaker. I think that'll be a little revenge for Elizabeth. And it's kind of funny too. Adams Central's one of their doubles partners is her cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. She graduates, I think, maybe next weekend or this weekend. So anyway, it was the two sisters versus the cousin. So it was kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
A lot of family around. So that was a fun match. Anyway, going over to two doubles, Kennedy and Madison went 3-2. Played Adams or Grand Island Central Catholic first match of the day. Got beat 8-4. So it tells me that they're very competitive with Adams with GICC. GICC won every pool except for two doubles, and so that tells you how deep that team is. And they came back and had a nice win against Gehring, had a nice win against St. Cecilia, lost a tough one to Kearney Catholic 8-6, a team that's really a pretty good team. I think we played them in Lexington, if I remember, last couple weeks ago, and got beat 8-5. So they're making some ground up. You know, Lexington, or Kearney Catholic's a pretty good team. Then they had a nice win against Ogallala 8-6 to round things out. So, yeah, they had a good day. And Kennedy, you know, just being a freshman, has really been doing a lot, and she's learning a lot, and she's improving every week. And I'm super excited for her the next 3 years going into the season. She's going to help us a ton. She's going to be a huge key element to the success of our Bison program going forward. So she's doing a nice job. And then, of course, Madison steadily is getting stronger, steadily getting better, and just having more confidence in her game, first year playing varsity. So you have two girls really green playing two doubles, and they did a nice job. And right now they're 23-9, so they're looking pretty good, too, as far as, you know, record-wise for the end of the season. But, yeah, we're excited to go to Adams Central on Thursday. We get some practice in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Graduation's done. Now we can just stay focused on what we're supposed to be getting ready for and make the road trip to see Coach Sugru on Thursday.
That's right. That's right. My wife just texted me that going back to the cousins versus sisters versus cousins, the one cousin, her mom was an RV grad back in the day.
Yeah.
And then grandma and grandpa, I think, live still in the Indianola area.
Absolutely.
So,
They come to every match.
Exactly.
Every match.
Yeah.
You know, the McConville.
They're diehards.
They are handshares. They have the McConvilles. They're all just, they are like, they kind of remind me of the Weimers family. They always are there, you know.
And there's lots of them.
You got to remember, it's kind of funny. It's, you know, Elizabeth being a state champion. So I found out this year that Lee McConville, dad, is a two-time state champion.
Wrestling. Oh, without a doubt.
And so he just red in the face when I talked to him. I said, hey, state champ, how's it going? You know what I mean? So I said, you know, bragging table, you know, you still got the one up on Elizabeth unless you can get something done this year. We'll see.
Little challenge set there, right there.
A lot of fun.
You bet. You betcha.
Yeah, good people.
You've got one more invite to go next week.
No, we just have one duel.
Duel, sorry.
Yeah, you're
the
right.
Duel.
Yep, one duel.
Duel.
Yeah, Adams Central. Coach Sugru, I talked to him quite a bit on Thursday just to get things figured out. Their one singles girl did some fundraising to go to some kind of academic camp of some type, so she's not going to make it to state because it's after Memorial Day. So she is not going to play, but she was going to play us on Thursday because she wants to give Abby an opportunity to have a good match, you know, competitive match. And so that'll be good for us. So he's going to have his number 7 girl play one singles because he doesn't want to break up his team, which I think is a good idea. So our two girls, you know, we'll have Emma going along with us, Natalie going along with us. They'll play singles. We'll play two singles matches in that JV level match for that girl to prep her for state. But otherwise, other girls are going to play one and two singles, one and two doubles. We're going to play two out of three sets just like we do at state and kind of get a little more experience as we get closer to the end of the road here. And it'll be a great opportunity. And like, they're competitive. You know, they're one doubles team. Like I said, they beat us, you know, in a tiebreaker. I think we'll get them. And I think Cassidy and Elizabeth have a lot to play for. But that's going to be a great matchup there. I think Abby will be solid at number one singles. You know, that girl's not the greatest record, but she'll be competitive. But Abby wants to finish strong. She's got some things she wants to finish. Abby Thompson's also got a lot to play for, you know, being 34-6. You know, this is a big win for her to get to 35 wins. That's kind of nice. And then, of course, her two doubles. They looked really solid on at Kearney Catholic. So I think that'll carry over and momentum will be on their side. And we'll see. It'd be fun to go out and play. And Coach Sugru was always fun to be against. So, you know, I like Coach Sugru. He's a good guy.
You've known him for a long time.
Absolutely.
You bet. Now, it's state tournament seedings, pairings will be determined that following Monday?
I think they're meeting on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay.
I think.
And then state is the following week.
Yeah.
Because that's a little change, right?
Yeah. We're Class B is now it's supposed to be Monday, Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Class A is Thursday, Friday. Uh-huh. Well, Memorial Day is Monday. So now we're going Tuesday, Thursday. So
right.
We drag this out a little bit. Seating committee, when do those guys meet? I think they must meet the 19th.
Uh-huh.
I think that's when everything comes out. And then Class A's 21st, 22nd, we're the 26th and 27th. So, they asked if I wanted to be on the committee, and I kind of bowed out because I know some of our girls are going to be in contention for some seeds. And sometimes, you know, you get a little gruff from people when you have teams where you're getting seeded. Oh, he probably seeded them a little higher. It's like, no, you don't. You can't seed your teams higher. So I just told Ron, I said, Ron, I don't want to be part of that this year. Mm-hmm. You know, if we got a team that's going to be competitive, and I just don't want to be part of it. So that group's going to have a handful. That's going to be some tough, tough seeding to done. I mean, 42 teams? That's going to take some work. Mm-hmm. I remember last fall we did it for boys with 31 teams. We started at 9, we got done at like 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea how they're going to go through this. It's going to be tough. I've seen some of the guys on the seeding committee, and it's great to have some new coaches in there. But there's a couple of coaches that have never done it before. And so you have two coaches that are going to have to try and seed it and just kind of walk them through the process. It's going to be tough.
They have you on speed dial in case they need help because they'll probably be calling you.
Well, guess what? We have our LMG track meet that day.
Okay,
so
you're unavailable.
I think we have you hired to come and announce that, don't you?
I haven't heard.
I'm teasing you.
I can't
bow out of the elementary track day.
Right.
You know, we put a lot of work into that, and we want to have the kids have a good day. So, nope, I'm out of the realm. So we'll see how it goes.
Super. Yeah. Got to put a plug in. You've got the information out for your summer camps.
Yeah. Yep. We're getting some registrations coming in this last week. We start the young kids in June. I think it's the 8th to the 19th. And come in for a couple weeks and just teach them all the fundamentals of tennis and run through some of the drills we do with our bison teams. It's a lot of fun. Hopefully get them hooked. And the last week then we put them onto teams and they actually play singles and doubles against one another and trying to, you know, par them up against somebody that's going to be, you know, pretty competitive. Do that for a couple weeks, then we get a little break, and then we'll sell some peaches in between then, and then the older kids come in July after the 4th, and we go for a couple weeks in July, and we're working on an FCA clinic. I'm working with Nate Lewis and Kamran Yazgardi to come in and help us again. We've done that, I think, for like 17 years.
Right.
Waiting for Kamran. He has now switched jobs. He was at Lexington. Now he's part of the FCA group, and so it's hard for him to pinpoint a little more time to come down to Duma the camp because right. he's no longer a teacher. So yeah, hopefully we get those guys back to McCook and have a good curling clinic with those guys. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun day. But yeah, you know, if anybody wants to join us and join our summer program, they're more than welcome to. We got registrations at all the schools, St. Pat's included, McCook Lettering, of course. Tom and Sarah will graciously find an application for you there. Call me, I'll email something to you or drop it off at your house, whatever. We just want kids to get involved. It's a lot of fun. Former players come back and help. We've got current players helping, and it's just a good day of tennis. You know, and kids get to learn a lot about tennis, and it's you know if you like tennis or not by the time you get through that two-week period. So, yeah, more than welcome to come in. We do awards, have games. It's just a lot of fun. It's a good 2 weeks.